response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to Ion Houston. Good morning. My name is Nick Russo, and I'm joined by Reagan Velasquez from the Yellow Out campaign. How you doing, Reagan?
Good. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great. So we were just talking about how we've been connected for quite some time. How long ago was it when you did your first interview for Ion Houston?
Probably 6 or 7 years ago, back when we were an organization that really didn't know what we were doing, but were given an opportunity to, you know, be put forward to the Brazoria County community, and the first inclusive playground in Brazoria County was presented to us to help represent and bring forward the Yellow Out campaign, and our mission then continued, and now we are 4 playgrounds in, and that was 6 years ago, and I can only imagine what the next, you know, 6 years is going to look like for us.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew back when I first met you that you were onto something really special, and you had the drive to get it done. And I was telling someone the story the other day. I was like, I think that you'd reached out on Twitter originally, and we just kind of connected. And I just really kind of accepted your organization as just any other nonprofit that, and I don't want to say any other like that, but more so how I would approach any nonprofit, rather. You know, you have a cool goal, you have a mission, you're a nonprofit, come on the community show. And then you came in, you were with your parents, and I was like, oh wow, you're in high school, and you know, you had done so much at such an early age, you know.
Yeah.
So I said it's gonna be really cool to hear the update. So you're up to 4 parks, all inclusive mm-hmm. playgrounds that Yellow Out campaign has helped to do or helped to build. So I was curious, like, are you adding upgrades to existing parks, or are you creating all new parks?
So we are actually, this past April, back in 2025, we did a playground in Kerrville, Texas, which is where I actually went to school and got my bachelor's degree in. And long story short, I fell in love with the community. The community fell in love with me and my story. And I was very much an advocate in that position, too, as I gained independence as, you know, a normal 24-year-old at that point, 22-year-old. But I had some difficulties there. And so with that being said, just growing my connections in that community, they were like, well, we want to also build an inclusive playground. So for that instance, when we supported it with a $10,000 contribution as a leading sponsor, we actually took a pre-existing playground and remodeled it to where it was inclusive, and it was brand new almost is what it looked like. But we did have the same, you know, structure as the playground that was already there. We just, you know, tailored it to fit the needs of those with disabilities, whether it was more autism related or intellectual differences or more physical with ramps and things of that nature. And so I was able to test out the play equipment, but we utilized what was already existing. And that's what we will also do for the Independence Inclusive Playground in Pearland that we are contributing to in 2027 with a $150,000 contribution. So we are taking these pre-existing playgrounds in some instances and creating them new, giving them new life, and providing these children and young adults the opportunity to fully enjoy the outdoors in a way that they've never experienced. But, you know, with our first inclusive playground with Brazoria County back when we first talked, that was a completely new playground. And so we've been able to see it from the very grassroots of it and then turning it into something amazing. And so it's been really exciting to see both efforts, you know, in different ways that we can go about it too, whether it's, you know, saving expenses or just, you know, starting a new life for these play sites that don't get as much love and can get more love now that they are more inclusive to all, you know. It's,
man,
really,
well,
special.
Thank God they got people like you out there helping them. That's so awesome. I mean, and because you've had that like ground up experience, you've kind of experienced it from all the different angles, if you will, that the park could exist, from non-existent to upgrading an existing park, right? Mm-hmm. And hearing you talk about these numbers of donations is so awesome. I'm just so proud of you, and congratulations. Mm-hmm. Because like, I know it can be really, really challenging just to say I want to do something. Then once you actually get in, you've had to learn so much about parks, and I'm sure you know about the legal ramifications,
right,
and
architecture,
all, right,
and
all those
every
yeah.
element that goes into it, even with the city permits and things of that nature, you know, because we work beside other parties and mostly the cities themselves, you know, and so learning all the ins and outs and everything that goes into these playgrounds is so much, there's so much love put into it, and that's what we want to make sure that we continue doing too.
And then you do these great fundraisers, and when we first started, you know, it was one of your first or second, you know, concerts yes. you'd done. And then, you know, and just so you know, on my end, you know, when I would come across an independent Texas artist and like, hey, if you know of any shows, you know, anybody, any place we could do it, I always point them in your direction, right? Because, you know, these artists want to do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They want to help nonprofit organizations. Absolutely. And then, and also, you know, where your home base is a really vibrant community, right? It's very, or I should say well knit, you know,
right, yes.
It's very supportive. And that community knows that if you're doing something there, they're going to spread the word. And so if you can get some high quality talent there, and then, you know, or up and coming artists that want to perform, where it doesn't cost you a whole lot to put right. on the event, right? But that was the baby steps. And now I saw Rick Trevino. Is my goodness, like, that's like, I know you weren't alive yet whenever his music was really big on the radio, but I was. And he's one of my favorites. He actually sat in the chair you're in the last time I saw him. And,
awesome.
And we talked about, you know, life and music and, you know, where he was going with his music and stuff. So he's doing your upcoming fundraiser.
Yes, he is. And this will be the second year that he's actually joined us as a headlining act. And we're super excited. Actually, Rick and I connected last year about having spina bifida myself, and he had a dear friend that was born with spina bifida, and he knew of the struggles and challenges that came with living with a physical disability like mine, and I think that's what connected him really to our organization, was my own testimony, my own backstory, and how the O Out campaign came about, you know, and using my advocacy to make a difference in our community. And he was really just empowered by that and really wanted to continue supporting our initiative and efforts. So, of course, he was one call away, and we said, hey, would you like to join us on May 2nd at the Silver Sycamore in Pasadena? And he said, absolutely. So him and his team will be out there, and we're super excited.
Man, well, that's such a great name to have on there. And are there opening acts, other people performing too?
Yes, we are actually fully invested in celebrating Cinco de Mayo. It is on May 2nd, like I mentioned, and we have a mariachi band joining us from here from South Houston area. Of course, we also have Trent Cowie, who is blowing up right now in
Texas
country.
He's another great friend of mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. He actually just did The Hideout. I know you knew
yeah.
that. And so he's great, and we're super excited to have him join us. He's been taking over Cypress and all of that area, so excited to have him down here more south. So
yeah, he's got a rocking energy for sure.
Yes.
He's a good time, and
yes.
he's one of the greatest people. Like, he's another person I've known about 10 years now, and you know, and I've always been a big supporter of his, and I may have seen that he was on that ticket too, but just to know that he's there too, I know that you got a really great community
yes.
going on. You got a lot of support.
Yeah, and then we also have Kate Watson.
Oh yeah,
her too. Doing good things. She, I think, just played Green Hall and has been with some really good names
right.
here recently, so we're super excited. She's actually done one of our events previously, and she also stays in tune with us, and she seems to always text me at the right time and say, hey, do y'all got anything going on? We'd love to support you guys, you know, and they these, like you said, these musicians are always you know, willing to help and be a part of a special event like this. And so we're super excited that not only are these musicians going out and, you know, promoting our event to the community and their own following, but they really want to be there, right? They really have a connection to what we are doing in South Central Texas, you know, not no longer just Houston, but now moving towards San Antonio. And we're just so grateful for the connections and the opportunity to work with such talented people.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
So how can the public get tickets, and how can they support this event and the organization?
Yeah, there's many ways that they can actually support Pickin' for Playtime. Like I said, May 2nd at the Silver Sycamore in Pasadena, Texas. Of course, tickets are only $25. That gets you for the entire night for all the shows, all the artists, and you get to enjoy vendors. We'll have lineup of vendors, and they have anything from crafts to snacks and all you can think of. We have custom hat bars going up. That'll be there. We also have a rib shootout a part of this event. So all of our barbecue teams, whether you call yourself a pit master or you are a backyard cook and just want to touch up on your skills there, we have opportunities there. Those are just $50 for a spot, and you can win awards and money and see what your luck looks like. So there's many ways to get involved for sure.
And the best way to get in touch online, website, yes, or social media?
Yes, of course we have social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And then online, you can purchase your tickets at theyellowoutcampaign.org.
That was yellowoutcampaign.org, yellowoutcampaign.org. Reagan Velasquez, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all the success. I'm so proud of you. I really am. Like, you're one of my favorite stories. And I know this is just, we're just in the beginning still.
We're just
like,
in the beginning.
We got a whole state of Texas, and then what? Then it's the nation, then, and then,
yeah,
then the world. And then what comes after we take over the world? What do we do then?
You know, we're just so grateful. And I'm so grateful, like I said, to share my testimony and make an impact on children, young adults. We even do adventure and activity days throughout the year beside these inclusive playgrounds to continue to just make an impact and make everyone feel loved and seen in our community. So we're grateful for it. And thank you, Nick, for inviting us to be here and share it.
You're welcome.
That.
You're certainly reaching your goals, and we're awfully proud of you. So thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.